Mass Effect, Ascension by Drew Karpyshyn. Read by David Colacci. Copyright 2008 by BioWare Corporation. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Del Rey Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. The news report on the vid screen flickered with a constant stream of images capturing the death and destruction Saren's attack had wrought upon the Citadel. Bodies of Geth and C-Sec officers were strewn haphazardly about the council chambers in the aftermath of the battle. Entire sections of the Presidium had been reduced to scorched, twisted metal. Melted, blackened chunks of debris that had once been ships of the Citadel fleet floated aimlessly through the clouds of the Serpent Nebula, an asteroid belt born from the bloodshed and carnage. The elusive man watched it all with a cool, clinical detachment. Work had already begun to rebuild and repair the great space station, but the repercussions of the battle went far beyond the widespread physical damage. In the weeks since the devastating Geth assault, every major media outlet across the galaxy had been dominated with the graphic and previously unthinkable images. The attack had shaken the galactic powers that be to their alien cores, stripping away their naive sense of invincibility. The Citadel, seat of the Council and the symbol of their unassailable power and position, had very nearly fallen to an enemy fleet. Tens of thousands of lives had been lost. All of Council space was in mourning.